Hey, Big Show fans, Randy here with a quick show note. As you may know, the rest of the crew is off on their fall vacation, and I thought rather than subject you to more of me, since I'm hosting the Best Of shows, I'd give you an encore show with the full crew. This one originally aired on November the 12th, 2019. Wow, that was before the pandemic and before Terry Hansen had retired from the show. Hope you enjoy it. Here we go.
Cock-a-doodle-doo, madam, it is Tuesday, November the 12th. John Boy and Billy,
and
Terry,
hey.
Tater, Jaggin, Andy behind a glass. Right. Get back into the work week here. Let's see what's special about November 12th. It's National Pizza with the Works, except Anchovies Day. Yeah, that's kind of specific.
Okay.
All right, let's see. It's National French Dip Day.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
I like a French dip.
Yeah.
Usually served up hot, tender slices of beef or pork on a French roll. And you got the au jus in there. Oh, Arby's got a decent French dip.
They do?
Yeah, they do.
Uh-huh.
How about
tried
that?
Yeah,
you know, it tastes good if you put it in a Bloody Mary. Really?
The Arby sandwich?
No. The gravy.
Oh, the au jus.
Yeah. The au jus.
All right.
But a bloody bull.
Let's try both of those out later.
I know, man. That sounds good. All right. And it's National Chicken Soup for the Soul Day. Yeah, man, a chicken soup day. And Jackie, she's battling a little flu bug. Look at her playing hurt in here. Just a thing, some chicken soup.
Girl.
Yeah, out there. Taylor, you were warming some. What was that? You was making some, Jackie, some chicken soup.
I was taking first, all the stuff out and just so she could have the broth.
First thing in the morning. Well, look at you. Ain't you sweet?
Tell her she's playing hurt, and here she is battling through, trying to be here for you.
You picking stuff out of her chicken soup for her?
Put it in a Bloody Mary.
Yeah, she did that. Probably what you need.
Might help.
We'll get to all of these ideas later.
Yeah, man. Yeah, we got three dates in history we're saving up for our categories for outbursts. We'll get you ready to play and win. Big Show's on the radio. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Get our first prize pack out for you to win this morning, a Mount Olive Pickle prize pack. It includes a Mount Olive hat, T-shirt, stainless tumbler, and munchies. Man, I used the whole Mount Olive Pickle pack on our vacation last week, deer hunting. I had a camo Mount Olive hat, and then I got an orange one there. You gotta have that to blaze orange when you're hunting. And then, of course, the munchies in the deer stand. Ooh, it's the portable pickle in a pouch. I can tell you, man, you gotta find new places to hide them because my buds are finding them. That's just for me.
That just sounds weird.
Well, you check out the munchies. They're available at grocery stores near you right now from the Mount Olive Pickle Company, making great products since 1926 at the corner of Cucumber and Vine. Let's look at our three dates in history where we get our three categories. Here's a part where you think along with us. November 12th, 1983. It was the first Cabbage Patch Dolls debuted. And they were all the rage back in old flat, ugly doll.
Yep.
Everybody heard of that
doll,
one?
For sure, yeah.
83. Wow, all right.
Girls were bringing them to school. It was freaking me out. Yeah.
Let's move up to 01. State family planning officials in the eastern Turkish town of Sivarik discovered one reason why their efforts to bring the size of village families down had failed. Women had been using their birth control pills as fertilizer for growing flowers.
Oh, well, yeah. Man.
Supposed to make you fertile.
Officials said many young women apparently believed a rumor that pills worked well for that. But they said it doesn't, by the way. So,
and that was before Facebook even existed.
That's right.
Where did that information come from?
No flowers, but lots of kids.
Yeah.
I guess so. And then finally, was on this day, no two, Stan Lee filed suit against Marvel Entertainment, claiming the company has cheated him out of millions of dollars in profits related to the 2002 movie Spider-Man.
And they settled and kissed and made up.
Is that right?
A few years later,
I guess so, because now they got whatever Marvel's ever been out there going in.
Yep.
All right, well, Marvel characters. Well, there you go. 1-800-BIG-SHOW is your toll-free line. Let's play Outbursts next. Good morning. It's Big Show on the radio for you Tuesday, November 12th. Video of the day, the pottery bun. That pottery, that's a lot harder than it looks. Check it out at thebigshow.com. And right now, let's see. Get our Tuesday winning bug in it.
Outburst. Let's play Outburst. It's the game that anyone can win. John Boy and Billy give you prizes from the big prize bin. Let's go meet contestant number one. This should really be a lot of fun. When you're playing Outburst, have a hurry up and guess time. You'll have the best time. You'll have a big show time.
Let's say hey to Drew from Lillington, North Carolina.
We'll have a big show time.
Drew! Good morning, Drew.
John Boy.
I do. You do.
I do good. How are you, sir?
I'm doing good, man. Drew, glad you got in here, but out of Lillington. Let's see if you listen to the legs up. Let's get through these categories. Are you ready?
Yes, sir. Let's do it.
In 5 seconds, we need three dolls. Ready, go.
Betsy Wetsy, Cabbage Patch, American Girl.
Man. Leave you knowing your dolls. Didn't even have to go to Barbie. Stand by. Oh. All right, Drew. Now, three forms of birth control. Ready, go.
The pill, the IUD, and just simply stay off of her. No sex.
I'm not sure that's how a doctor would put it, but yeah.
We could also accept it handsome.
Way.
You ever been out with him? All right. All right, Drew. For the win. Three Marvel characters. Ready, go.
Spider-Man, Hulk, Iron Man. Mm-hmm.
Well, you already know that, Drew. Good work. The big old Mount Olive Pickle prize pack is headed your way, Drew. Congratulations.
I like it. Thank you, sir. Can I give a shout-out this morning to all the veterans that serve this country proudly?
Well, thank you, Dad, Drew. Appreciate you, boo. Hang on. Now we catch up on what's been going on around you overnight. Yes, it's your news. All right. 20 minutes away from a visit with Oliver. Good morning. The Big Show's on the radio. November the 12th. You having a birthday today? Happy birthday. You're sharing one with my middle kid, Michael. Michael having a birthday today. And let's see a celebrity list. Actor Ryan Gosling is 39. You know, he was a former Mouseketeer.
Yes, he was. Yes.
A lot of them Mouseketeers just stayed in show business, didn't
it? Yeah, they did.
Wasn't Britney Spears one?
Yes, she was. Yeah, and Christina Aguilera, too.
Yeah.
Justin Timberlake.
That's right.
Yeah.
All right. I don't guess you could retire off your salary from being a Mouseketeer.
Ricky Martin was in Menudo. I'm sorry. Yeah, you could.
Ricky Martin was in the nude.
Menudo.
Oh.
Because that would ruin a good episode of Mickey Mouse Club. Yeah.
this actor here, Wallace Shawn, is 76.
Oh, yes.
Said he was in a movie, Princess Bride.
Inconceivable.
That's
that guy.
One.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't believe that, man.
Clearly, I cannot choose the one that's in front of you.
Yeah, they had the poison.
Right.
Y'all ain't going to believe this, but I was thinking about when the alarm went off this morning, I was thinking about saying, for some reason, I was thinking about this. It's inconceivable. And then it's his birthday. Wow. Crazy. It's like I almost knew that I would be talking about the guy.
Like you're wired.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Well, as he said in another of his famous movie roles, you're going down, Griswold.
Vegas Vacation. That's right. He was a dealer. Vegas Vacation, wasn't he? All right. Well, good. So now I know his name, Wallace Shawn.
Yes.
All right. But mainly, happy birthday to you and my boy. Good morning, got the Big Show on the radio. And in about 20 minutes, we got What to Watch from the desk of Tatertainment News. Find out what's dropping and downloading. As new as every Tuesday of the week, all right. But right now, it is time for Oliver.
Well, well, well. The spine-chilling horrors of Halloween are at last behind us. So I guess we don't have to worry about monsters for another year. Or do we? Because just when you thought it was safe to turn on the radio, a truly terrifying creature appears. A greater threat to mankind than Godzilla. A more profound assault on humanity than Jason or Michael Myers. A more diabolical nightmare than the person who invented Crocs. And it's in our very midst. Prepare yourself for the ultimate in terror. I'm referring to the deep thinking John Boy. Bwahaha. This blood curdling turn of events wasn't anything that any of us saw coming. Oh, we've had to deal with many versions of John Boy over the years. The about to snap, John Boy. The I think I'm catching a cold, John Boy. The blue dress, hands off, John Boy. But never, ever a smart John Boy. To be frank, he's never really shown any signs of being smart before. Ever. For almost four decades, he's been, well, dumb. Now, not finger in the electrical socket dumb, but kind of a lovable, well-meaning dumb. Goma pile dumb. Grimace dumb. I mean, I doubt Albert Einstein ever hollered, ooh-wah, ooh-wah, ooh-wah. Alfred Nobel is unlikely to have ever screamed, where's my big bag? And Pavlov probably didn't tell his assistant, you need to learn her box. Well, wait, maybe he did. But suddenly, almost overnight, that dim bulb over John Boy's head lit up. It's like he took the yellow brick road to the Emerald City and told the wizard, I need one of them the brain thingies. Damn that wizard. I recall when I first noticed it. I was standing in the lobby chatting with Barbara when John Boy appeared. I knew something was immediately up because he was holding his styrofoam coffee cup with his pinky extended. He said, did you know the hole in the ozone is smaller now than when it was first discovered? What the hell? We both just stared at him. Usually he says something like, when's the next vacation? Or, are you going to eat that? But the look on his face was one of smug satisfaction, like he successfully blamed another fart on Pearl. Little did we realize, it was merely the foreshadowing of things to come. All of a sudden, he was debunking the evidence in the Scott Peterson murder case. Well, maybe he wasn't guilty. We were stunned. I mean, could John Boy be right about something? He became an expert on everything from Russian collusion to biomolecular science. And it is exhausting. At that moment, life at the Big Show changed forever. Suddenly, people are avoiding him like he was selling Amway. Oh, how bad can it be, you say? Well, someone actually, on purpose, started a conversation with Smarty Marty as a way to escape a lecture on the merits of the Electoral College. Bad enough for you? One unnamed staffer even went so far as locking themselves in the toilet, even after Andy behind the glass paid the rent on that high-fiber diet. P.S. It was Tater.
Hey.
The question that begs to be asked about all this is, how did this happen? Well, I have a theory. One weekend, John Boy was at the farm. He was riding that damn tractor again. And we all know that's where he does all his quote-unquote thinking. Now, it's likely that he pontificated on some subject to the Booga Branch boys, and they oohed and awed and praised his brilliant insights. Now, keep in mind that the Booga Branch boys make Bigfoot hunters appointment viewing and still think OJ is innocent, so we're not exactly talking about the Algonquin Round Table here. But that didn't matter to John Boy. Oh, no. These guys complimented him unprovoked. He didn't even have to tempt them with a Ziploc bag of leftover room temperature chicken wings. And that smidgen of praise was all the validation he needed. And so, the nightmare began. Now, one can never be sure why precisely he decided to change. I mean, he spent nearly four decades being the lovable half-wit hayseed, being comically incorrect and mispronouncing words. It's gold. Literally. It's made him wealthy beyond his wildest dreams. Billy was the smart one. I'm sorry, is the smart one. And that's what made all this work. That's the big show. Every Laurel needs a Hardy. Every Abbott needs a Costello. And if there are two smart ones, well, where can we go? All I can say is, come back, dumb John Boy. Come back. And if he won't, well, Billy, can you say ooh-wah, ooh-wah, ooh-wah?
The pie is a circumference equal to the...
That's what we're talking about.
Good morning, everybody. More big show to come. Hang where you are.
Yo, what's up? This is Ike. And for all the 411 you need on all things redneck, just check out my two favorite crackers, John Bro and Biddley, right here on the big show. I'd listen to something else my own self, but white boy Patrick done broke off the knob in the Cadillac. Patrick! Never mind. Peace out.
Big Show on the radio, rolling through you Tuesday. Howdy, boys. Well, of course, this is the time of the year for boat shows. Get you ready for the new models, see what's happening. They're coming out this year. And of course, Carolina Skiff Boats, proud sponsor of the Big Show. They see their new models at the Fort Myers Boat Show. Out in Fort Myers, Florida, that is running November the 21st through the 24th. Be the weekend of the 21st. Going to be at Marina Mike's. Check them out up close. Carolina Skiff Boats. A chance for you to win a Carolina Skiff prize pack coming up in a little bit. And we got a Happy Herd prize pack we'll be vying for on John Boy Jeopardy. Less than 20 minutes. Big Show rolls on. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Coming up, we'll play John Boy Jeopardy, America's longest game of trivia, luck, and skill.
Longest running game.
Thank you very much.
Sometimes it does drag on, but
it takes 3 years to play it.
Well, look at that prize pack. We got a Happy Herd prize pack I told you about. Happy Herd makes the best attractants, minerals, and feed for deer, bear, and hogs in the hunting industry. If you aren't using one of the six flavors of Happy Herd Kodal, you better hope your neighbors aren't either. Go to the bigshow.com, click on the Happy Herd link, enter code JBB at checkout, and you get 10% off. All right. Hang on, we'll play in minutes. All right now, from the desk of Tedertainment News, what to watch? Let's find out what to watch. Marcy, Tata Moran.
Thank you. New on DVD and downloadable, Angel Has Fallen. This has Gerard Butler. He's back as Mike Banning, the Secret Service agent who keeps saving the president from giant disasters that only seem to happen when Mike Banning is guarding the president.
They need to transfer him to the Agriculture Department or something.
Angel Has Fallen. The Peanut Butter Falcon, a struggling fisherman and a young boy with Down syndrome go on a Mark Twain-style adventure along the Outer Banks of North Carolina. It's starring Shia LaBeouf and Zach Gottsagen.
Gottsagen.
Yeah, we talked to the makers of that movie. Remember when it came out?
That
man.
Is such a great, good-hearted movie. If you haven't seen it in the theaters, now it's out. Now you can see it. You should definitely.
So, like this, you download it and stuff, like on Netflix and stuff. Would you say?
I don't know if it's on Netflix, but you can get it on like iTunes and places like that.
Okay, all right. Yeah.
Talk to your son who has Down syndrome. By the way, he's probably better at it than you are.
Oh, I know he is. He gotta fix it up so I can see it.
Maybe have Prime or something like that.
Yeah.
Since we were on vacation last week, a quick heads up on a few new rentals we didn't get to talk about. Keanu Reeves is back defending dogs and killing people in John Wick 3. Right. Dwayne The Rock Johnson and Jason Statham in the Fast and the Furious spinoff movie Hobbs and Shaw. You can rent or download that. And Seth Rogen helps Charlize Theron run for president in the raunchy comedy Long Shot.
Yes.
All right. Yeah. Now, we didn't talk about the movies that were coming out because we were on vacation, but four movies debuted in the top five this weekend. Midway came in at number one. Dr. Sleep came in at number two. Playing with Fire debuted at number three. Last Christmas at number four. And Terminator Dark Fate dropped from one to five.
So is that saying the new Terminator movie is... What are people saying about it, Billy? Have you seen it?
I have not seen it yet. The reviews have been a little bit mixed, but it's like this is a franchise that's made a bunch of movies. It's hard to keep them good every single time, even with Arnold and the original Sarah Connor, you know? Because they've introduced a whole bunch of new characters, and that always kind of slows things down.
Yeah.
All right. Well, new in theaters this week, The Good Liar. This is a comedy crime caper movie starring Helen Mirren and Sir Ian McKellen. Looks very funny.
Old
in the
people
trailers.
Doing crimes and stuff.
Ford versus Ferrari. This is based on a true story. Ford versus Ferrari. Right. Matt Damon plays legendary car guy Carroll Shelby, who teams up with Christian Bale as driver Ken Miles. And together, they help Ford Motor Company take on Ferrari in the 24 Hours of Le Mans in 1966.
That's a good movie, too. While we're on vacation. Uh-huh. Both of those guys are really good in this. This is a nice little tight sports biography type movie.
I saw an article in People magazine where Christian Bale said, "I'm done with losing weight and gaining weight for characters. This is it."
Because he has dropped down to nothing again for this part. Because the guy he's playing was a real skinny, wiry guy. Yeah.
So he's, "I'm done."
I know how he feels.
Me too.
The skinny, wiry guy.
I'm just done.
Right. Also at theaters, Charlie's Angels. Oh boy, they're making another Charlie's Angels movie, and it stars the girl from Twilight and two other girls that I've never really heard of, and this is exactly what I've been waiting for, said no one ever.
Yeah, really.
So it's Charlie's Angels with Kristen Stewart from Twilight.
It sounded like they had the real Charlie's voice on that when I saw the commercials for
That'd be a good trick since he's
that's what I wanted. Dead. Yeah. So that's who I was going to ask. It was John Forsythe.
That
was the original voice.
Right.
Was.
I'm sure somebody can impersonate him. Mm-hmm.
Probably.
Yeah. All right.
Aw. Well, that's a wrap of what to watch.
Okay. We got it.
Caught you up.
Right, thank you, baby. All right. Well, let's play John Boy Jeopardy. Review yesterday's question. We found out talking about toxic relationships. If you're one of those people who wear one of these and never take it off, you should know that there are likely around 730 million germs living under it.
Your wedding ring.
That's what it is.
Thanks, Jared.
All right. Today is John Boy Jeopardy. Well, this should make way more sense now. According to the new Oxford American Dictionary, the word crapulent is actually a word that describes this human state.
Is it New Jersey? I've heard that in reference spots.
See what y'all got. 1-800-BIG-SHOW. You toll-free line across America. We play John Boy Jeopardy next. Good morning, it's Big Show on the Radio, rolling through you Tuesday. Video today brought to you by Nichols Store, Rock Hill, South Carolina, Hunter's Paradise. Check them out, NicholsStore.com. Our video, The Pottery Bun. Check that out at TheBigShow.com. Get your daily visit when you get a chance. And right now, let's play.
Yes, live across America, it's...
And now, a man who spends a lot of time hunting. Lately, it's for his car keys. He's John Boy.
As they say hey to Ray from Newton, North Carolina. Good morning, Ray.
Well, good morning. How are y'all guys?
Man, we're doing good, right? Welcome in here, buddy. You first up. Let's see what you got. Well, this should make way more sense now. According to the new Oxford American Dictionary, the word crapulent is actually a word that describes this human state.
It wouldn't be a drunk, would it?
Well, let's see. Ray says drunk.
Southern set!
And it would be.
I don't think I've ever used that term when I've been drunk.
I've never known that. Does it make
It's not the kind of word you want coming out of a drunk, I would think. I'm feeling pretty crapulent right now.
I'm crapulent.
You're about to crapulent all over yourself. Yeah.
I'm just no hillbilly. I wouldn't be using them kind of big
words. No.
I was so crapulent last night.
You were what?
I'm so crapulent!
Well, Ray, we are sending you a Happy Herd prize pack. I know you got some trophies running around Newton. Y'all go to thebigshow.com, click on the Happy Herd link, enter code JBB at checkout. You get 10% off the best attractants, minerals, and feed in the hunting industry. You just earned you some, Ray. Good work, buddy.
All right. Thank you, sir. Tell my wife, hey, Sharon.
All right, I'll tell her next time I see her.
Hey, Sharon.
All right, man. You do that.
All right, right now it's your news. Right on the other side, get our products for good updated. Always running Help of Veterans we've been doing here on the Big Show. Hang on, man. Good morning, the Big Show's on the radio Tuesday morning, November the 12th, and a day after Veterans Day, we have our man Lane from Products for Good in the house with a special guest for us. Well, good morning, Lane.
Morning. Morning. How are you guys today?
Doing good, buddy. But have a good Veterans Day yesterday?
Sure did. It was nice, reflective. I think it's great to take that opportunity to make sure we say thank you. In fact, brought a good friend of mine in today to be part of this, an Air Force Academy guy who served for many years, and his name's Kevin Barnes. We work together at Premier.
Well, Kevin, good morning, son.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Thank you very much. So, Air Force Academy graduate and Air Force veteran.
That's me.
I like that. I hear you, man. And good bud Elaine. That's, all right, bud.
Yeah, I can't have everything. So actually, one of the questions I wanted to ask, just ask it on the air, is there a good way to say thank you? I mean, is there when we see you in an airport or guys who are uniformed, et cetera?
You know, I've never heard anybody ask a person that question that way. That's an interesting question. How would you answer that?
Yeah, you know, it's an awkward thing when someone says thank you, because for most, it's an honor to serve. And so you didn't do it for the thank you. And so, you know, do I say you're welcome? Do I, right. You know, how do I respond to that? But typically I will say it was an honor to serve.
So just a thank you.
So
you
that's
know,
our best answer.
Thank you's fine.
All right. We say that. So what about the products for good? Our Honor One coins, our coins we have. We urge our listeners to get one and carry one around when you see a veteran. That's a pretty, it's an impactful way to say thank you.
No doubt.
Yeah.
Too with that.
Kevin's carrying one of our coins. So, yes. Certainly gave him one of those early when time I met him and show the gratitude. And as we've talked on here many times, that one never gets old.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
But if you're not carrying a coin, don't miss an opportunity to say thank you. Buy a cup of coffee, whatever it is that makes sense in the situation you're in. But it just goes a long way.
All right, so it's been a while since you've been in. Catch us up, Lane. What's going on, buddy?
A couple of quick things. As you mentioned, Veterans Day yesterday and the Marine Corps birthday the day before. They were 244 years old, started in 1775. Mm-hmm. They and the Army are the same age, oldest branch of service. And I don't, the Army's date is different. I think it must be that's the June 14th date, if I'm not mistaken.
The Air Force a little bit younger then.
Yeah, so we need something about needing planes first.
No doubt.
Always got hung up on that. That's just quick shout out to the senior housing in Shelby. They bought a bunch of shadow boxes to give away to the veterans in their home, and we got the last of those delivered literally on Sunday afternoon out there for them. And it was really nice. So Christine, thank you for your support and what you're doing for those guys down there. But the biggest news of the day is that this week in the Wall Street Journal was an article entitled "Injection Found to Successfully Treat PTSD Symptoms in Veterans."
Well, I read that article. That's a good article. I read that article.
And so that one is the reference to all the things we've been talking about on your show for, on that part, 5 or 6 years.
Six years at least.
And the 60-minute segment.
60-minute segment
that
did it. But this was a published study for the first time in the American Medical Association JAMA Psychiatry Journal. And so, and it was a study that was run by the Army and the VA to determine the impact of the stellate ganglion block injection. Mm. And they found that it made a major difference.
They said what we've been saying for 5 years, you've been seeing it up close.
Yeah.
And the miracle, it happens. Man, that's something.
And so the results were all very consistent with what we've been finding. Numbers-wise, if you remember, our doctor does a little bit of an extra procedure sometimes if it doesn't work the first time, but they had over 70% reaction. You know, our number's been up in the 80s. Mm. But same process, same procedure, mm-hmm. and should open the door for them to go way more than 14 hospitals is our hope. Uh-huh. And then we're working on other ways to be able to support the effort, but this is a really big deal for the veterans.
So and it is coming on. This helps the VAs, you know, keep picking up.
Absolutely.
This as well.
And it should also really help patients be able to go elsewhere. Is our hope that they can not necessarily, because the VA doesn't even have enough anesthesiologists to do what they already do.
Right.
So this is going to have to be done by external support in the anesthesiology department. So that's really what our hope is, that, and what we've been working for all this time, is that you can get this done locally and that the VA will pick up the tab for it. But that's the process we're in. We're not there yet, but this is a huge step forward for us.
Yeah, but gives that local hospital the support that they need with an article.
It's been
like
a long
this.
Road, too, hasn't it?
It's been a long road, and we were only on it for half the ride. I mean, Dr. Lipov was on this for 6 years before we started talking about it.
Wow.
So, but kudos to you guys for letting me come on here and talk about something that 6 years later was proven to be true. Mm-hmm. And you believe what I was saying and what the patients had told
that's
you,
right.
and give you guys a lot of credit for letting me use this platform to share the word and to do
that's
good we've been able to do.
That's just the way we started, you know, with our list of names for the treatment. And our listeners, you buy from Products for Good. That money goes right there to making a difference, one veteran at a time.
And so here we are, you know, all these years later. So With that, I also want to say I think we're about out of shadow boxes.
Really?
To say. So we're going to really be focused on the coin
side
of
the
business.
Boy, your inventory guy has really fallen down again.
No, unfortunately, the replacement, we'd have to buy another 10,000 boxes, which would carry us for quite a while. So I'm not sure we're going to jump in there. But
okay.
We can probably handle a one-off or two at this point, but that's about it. So okay. It was real work to put together this group for down in Shelby. But we're going to keep going. We'll keep selling Honor One coins and keep doing the coin boxes and the other things we're doing, the 2 and 3 coin boxes. But on the shadow box side, we're probably about wound down on that. So.
All right. But the coins, that's what I do, get your coins, say thank you to a veteran, and know that it's going to go right off with the money raised. It goes to the treatment.
Right to this. And we're going to keep doing what we've been doing and keep treating people who need the help. So
we can do, buddy.
If the VA ends up picking it up on all the veterans, which would be great, we'll move to first responders. It's okay with us.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
So. All right. Well, you can go to thebigshow.com, click on the Products for Good link. It'll take you right to the website. Also, we got a number you can call if you want to reach Elaine by phone, 704-900-3618. 704-900-3618 on the phone. Click on the link at the Products for Good button at thebigshow.com. Thank y'all for your support. Let's keep it going. Thank you for your hard work, Lane. And right. Kevin, thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.
Good to see you,
appreciate
buddy. All right.
All right. Thank you, guys.
All right, boys. Good Tuesday morning, November the 12th. Big Show's on the radio. All right, here we go. Yeah, about 20 minutes away. The Grumpy Old Man, a seasonal grump fest is what we got coming up. And, of course, the easiest way for you to win, we talk about the current events quiz, about 30 minutes right now. All right, we ready? It's time for Dumb Crook News. Dumb Crook stories sent in from you, the Big Show listener. And the address will follow this report. When two Atlanta men got into a fight, a news crew from WAGA-TV was right on top of the action. In fact, they were the action. The fight was between two of the TV station's cameramen. The pair had gotten into a disagreement earlier in the day and while setting up for a live story on a local bank robbery, an argument broke out that turned into a fist fight. By the time police arrived to break up the fight, one of the men had pulled a knife and stabbed the other, and both were headed for jail. The on-camera reporter was not involved in the incident. She reportedly finished setting up the equipment and did the live report on the bank robbery all by herself.
Get out of the way, you idiots.
A man who tried to rob a branch of SunTrust Bank in Cleveland, Ohio, ended up fleeing empty-handed. The problem, he tried to pull the robbery from inside his car at the drive-thru window. The teller says the man pointed a gun out the window of his car and said, "Send out the money," adding that he had a bomb in the car with him. So when the teller dropped behind the counter and pulled the blinds, the man drove away.
It's like John Boy turned to a life of crime.
No. I ain't got to get out of the car and walk in there, do I?
Send the money out here in that old tube deal.
Dabu.
Oh, and I got a bomb, too. I forgot to say that.
A Westport, Connecticut man was arrested after he brought a chainsaw into a local restaurant and carved his initials into the floor. The man told police he knew the owner of the place, who was he sure would find the stunt hilarious.
Well, it sounds hilarious so far.
Well, what he didn't know is that his friend had recently sold the restaurant to another man who had no idea who the chainsaw comedian was.
So he didn't find it nearly as charming, no. I'm guessing.
A New York man and his wife were killed in a natural gas explosion that severely damaged their home. One day later, city officials sent a letter to the dead husband demanding that he clean up the damage immediately.
Oh.
Yeah, the letter said, "The responsibility to take such action is yours. and because of the severity of the condition, the work must begin immediately. The Brooklyn Buildings Department apologized for the error and sent condolences to the couple's family.
Brendan asked when they're going to start cleaning up.
Man. A student activist from Oshkosh, Wisconsin, was running for the state legislature on a privacy platform demanding stronger internet privacy laws. Well, his campaign ended early after he was arrested for stealing another man's identity and taking more than $2,000 from his bank account.
Now I did that to prove a point.
Well, he was caught after a teller at the bank where the ID theft took place spotted him campaigning on a local TV show.
Wow. They should send the crew over from Atlanta to record it.
A talkative waiter at an IHOP restaurant in Carrollton, Texas, annoyed all the cops who stopped in for a bite by talking to them nonstop to the point where he was interfering with their meals. Well, his salary at IHOP was apparently not enough to make ends meet, so the chatty clerk decided to take a second job. He robbed a nearby bank.
Ooh.
One of the officers reviewing the bank security video immediately recognized the face on the tape, telling fellow officers, "Hey, it's that guy from the IHOP that won't shut up." The cops took a picture to the restaurant, got the suspect's name and address, and arrested him. Sure, he's making new friends right now. Well, a man entered the one-stop grocery in Kinney, Alaska, shoved his hand in his pocket as if he had a gun, and shouted, "Everybody freeze, don't move. You know what that means." Well, apparently not. The store's employees and patrons completely ignored him. Well, undaunted, the man snatched a six-pack of beer from the cooler and shouted again, "You people don't understand. I really mean it." Well, the people in the store were still unimpressed. Though one customer approached the hold-up man and told him he could get in trouble for talking like that. Witnesses say the suspect finally got tired of being ignored, shouted a few expletives, and fled. Well, he didn't get any respect, and he also didn't get any beer. Witnesses say he left the six-pack behind.
Wow. Yeah. I practiced this and everything. You're rooting it.
Everybody's not cut out for a ladder truck.
Well, a man in Phoenix, Arizona, jumped into an unattended Dodge at a car wash and took off. The man had no idea he had just stolen an unmarked police car.
Whoops.
He also failed to notice a marked police car sitting in line a couple of cars back. After a brief pursuit, the second officer nabbed the thief and recovered the unmarked cruiser. And finally, an Alberta, Canada man pled guilty to impersonating a police officer. The suspect had stolen several items of police equipment and approached a local prostitute pretending to be a cop and trying to convince her to give him a, quote, freebie.
Well.
Unfortunately, the hooker really was an undercover cop and quickly put an end to the masquerade. If you got Dumb Crook News, mail to Dumb Crook News, John Bowen Billy, P.O. Box 19111, Charlotte, N.C. 28219. Email anybody but me at thebigshow.com. Good morning, everybody. The Big Show is right here on the radio.
Saints be praised. You're listening to two fine lads. Two boys dedicated to putting a smile on your face and a song in your heart. As long as you buy their bloody grilling sauce. John Boy and Billy on the Big Show. Faith and Begorra.
Good morning, the Big Show's on the radio. Coming up, the easiest way for you to win, the current events quiz. Take C, get a $100 gift card from the Home Depot. The job of a pro is changing. There are more jobs within a job and less time to do them. So the Home Depot is changing, too, by bringing you the things you need to get the job done easier, faster, and up to your standards. Capabilities like same-day delivery, tool and truck rentals, and job lot quantities. Home Depot, more saving, more doing. If you don't test well, good. I tell you, the answer is C. Go ahead into the end of this year on a winning streak. Let's do that. We'll do it in minutes. Big Show rolls on. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Well, it's that time of year. Well, so many things to tick the grumpy old man off. Let's find out what the latest is.
Is it every time of year that time of year for
I guess
him?
It is. But there goes specific something going on here that he, well, he hates. Mm. Okay, hang on. I'll tell you about, we will play the current events quiz right after I visit with Grumpy, and you can win a $100 gift card from the Home Depot. The job of a pro is changing. There are more jobs within a job, less time to do them. So the Home Depot is changing, too, by bringing you the things you need to get the job done easier, faster, and up to your standards. Capabilities like same-day delivery, tool and truck rentals, and job lot quantities. The Home Depot, more saving, more doing. Hang on, we'll play in a sec. But first, the grumpy old man.
Ah, flibbity flu. I'm old and I hate pumpkin spice. In my day, we didn't have no taste bud torturing, palate punishing, postmenopausal pleasing, gay tasting, too much spice and not enough pumpkin, holiday ruining, gobbledygook. All this time, I thought pumpkin spice was that fat English girl singer with a Donald Trump spray tan. Pumpkin spice, pumpkin spice. Before the first leaf turns brown, all the losers start doing the little pee-pee dance for that damn pumpkin spice. The same little way-faced jackasses who turn up their little yuppie pig noses when Aunt Mabel spends 12 hours in a hell-hot kitchen to create the perfect homemade pumpkin pie. They do naked cartwheels at the chance to spend $20 for a hot frothing cup of puke-colored coffee. Pumpkin spice coffee. Pumpkin spice ice cream, pumpkin spice air freshener, pumpkin spice everything. It's a culinary orgy for the stupid. They even dared the sacrilege of making pumpkin spice spam. What a waste of perfectly good pork byproduct. I wish they'd make pumpkin spice suppositories so they could stick it up their bunghole. Whoop-diddly-doo, look at me. I'm a college-educated dimwit, gobbling anything pumpkin till my yoga pants explode and the world sees my dimply butt and my fart smell like Thanksgiving Day at Starbucks. E pluribus pumpkin. And we liked it. We loved it. All these spoiled, rotten, slop-drooling turd whistles, they don't know what it's like to be without pumpkin. When I was a boy, pumpkins were scarce as pretty girls at an Alabama football game. People didn't break into your house to steal your money because nobody had any. They was looking for the seasonal coin of the realm, pumpkins. It was the year of the great pumpkin famine. 99% of the pumpkin crop was wiped out by a plague of Yugoslavian pumpkin weevils. The only place that had pumpkins was at Furlinger's General Store, and they cost more than most folks made in a year. Me and my gimpy cousin Herman decided to break in and steal one. Pumpkin fever makes you do crazy things. We run off to my granny's kitchen with our prize, and pretty soon the glorious smell of pumpkin was everywhere. It was paradise. But our joy wouldn't last. Everyone in the house wanted that pumpkin for themselves. The knives came out, and pretty soon the pumpkin wasn't the only thing getting carved. Neighbors started beating our door down. It was a bloodbath. Entire generations wiped out. The survivors took our heads, put a candle in our mouth, and stuck us on the porch like a jack-o'-lantern. Then they ate pumpkin using our seven hands as forks. Honkery donkery pickled spit. Look at me. I'm a dirty pumpkin sneak thief murdered by my own insane kinfolk for a spoonful of orange goo. Now I'm a grotesque Halloween decoration. Be sure to blow in my ear to put the candle out. It's an age of miracles. And we liked it. We loved it. Pumpkins weren't always hard to come by.
It was 1938, and we had a bumper crop of the most beautiful punkins you ever did see. Entire fields were bright orange. It was going to be a great year for the pumpkin farmers. And that's when it happened. A big tanker truck full of nuclear waste tipped over out on Route 3, and thousands of gallons of glowing green ooze poured out over Old Man Terwilliger's pumpkin patch, bubbling and plippity-plopping on all those beautiful pumpkins. Then one of them freak thunderstorms rolled in. Lightning struck that pumpkin patch. That's when them pumpkins come to life, like something out of one of them space movies. They pulled their vines out of the earth and started walking around, eating anyone they got within reach. Now, instead of us eating the pumpkins was eating us. The people that only got bit turned into some sort of freakish pumpkin monsters. They had to napalm the entire state. All of us was burnt to a crisp in a great big radioactive pumpkin pie, and it won first prize at the county fair. Yappledy-dee-pappledy-doo, look at me. I'm an inbred hillbilly were-pumpkin. My mother is biohazard, and my pappy is lightning. My cook guts in a pie shell won a blue ribbon. Ain't science wonderful? And we liked it. We loved it. Ah, flibbity flu. I hate pumpkin spice. Oh,
it covers a lot of ground.
Oh, sure does.
All right, well, let's play the current events quiz. Bentley, what are we dealing with?
Instagram gives Will Smith fans a look behind the scenes with the accent on the behind part.
All right, 1-800-BIG-SHOW. You told Freeline across America. Take C and win. Next. Good morning, this is Big Show on the radio, rolling through you Tuesday, November the 12th. Video of the day, the Pottery Bun. Check out this dude trying to make him some pottery right there at thebigshow.com. And right now, y'all more than a Pep Squad.
Ready?
Ready? Yay! Let's say hey to James from Antioch, Tennessee. Good morning, James.
Morning, young boy.
Hey, man, welcome. All right, James, hard part's over. You in here? Listen to Biddle and Win.
Well, last week, actor and stay-at-home rapper Will Smith released a new video on Instagram. It's called I Get My First Colonoscopy. And it was exactly what the title says. It was an 18-minute recap of the 51-year-old actor's recent exploratory checkup for colon cancer. The video was produced to encourage Americans over the age of 50 to get themselves checked on a regular basis. And Smith reassures the audience right at the top that the edited video keeps things tasteful, or as he puts it, A, we won't get too jiggy with it, B, it's all strictly PG-13, or C, don't worry, we cut out the part where I was live streaming on the toilet.
Oh, man.
Live stream. Oh, wait a minute. James, what you got?
That's a hard one. Always hard if you went for sure, maybe go with C. So I'm going to take C on this one.
Just say it.
Don't be playing with our emotions like that. Hi, James, you got that $100 gift card from the Home Depot. Congratulations, you test well.
All right, John Boy. You know, if you give Pearl a treat every now and again, she might cut out some of that butt scooting boogie in she does.
All right, you all got that? All right, good deal, Pearl. All right, we got you. All right, we jump out, catch you up on your news right on the other side. Pick up our time capsule for this November the 12th. Hang on for a laugh.
This is the award-winning John Boy and Billy Big Show. The South's number one export.
Married man, drives around in a minivan. Life for him has no zing. Wife won't let him do a thing. She says, it's about time he grew up. Wherever there's a screw up, you'll find the married man.
Last time, married man, college buddy, drinking buddy, and drinking buddy's idiot pal Smiley were preparing for a free trip to Hollywood, compliments of Power 107.2 FM, when a quick guest shot on the Monkey in the Morning show took a rather unexpected turn.
Hey, Monica, get this married guy a lap dance. Hmm?
You got it, Monkey Man.
Which was quickly followed by another unexpected turn.
Could you excuse me for just a second, ma'am? Hello? Hi, honey bunny. What's that? You're listening to the show?
Now, our heroes climb into their waiting limousine to make their way to the airport.
So, how'd Honey Bunny take the whole lap dance thing?
About like you'd think.
Well, she's got a whole week to cool off while you're in Hollywood. Hey, where's drinking buddy?
He's still talking to the paramedics. One of them said his pal Smiley might have alcohol poisoning.
So our trip for four is down to a trip for three, huh?
Looks that way.
Hey, big guy. Bad news. Smiley's going to the hospital. He ain't going to be able to go with us.
Really? Oh, gee. What a shame.
But the good news is I found us a substitute.
You did?
Hey, fellas. Who's ready to have some fun?
What the?
Monica Minx, the lap dancing stripper from the radio show?
Wow. Hey, Ledford, nice work. How'd you close that deal?
What can I say, Drooper George? I got cards I ain't showing.
No, really. How'd you do it?
I told her we'd get her part in the movie. Pretty slick, huh?
Monica, would you excuse us for just a second?
Don't leave me too long, honey. I might get lonely.
Guys, this might not be such a good idea.
What do you mean? Now we got the perfect super team. Married guy, college guy, drinking guy, and stripper girl. Hey, sweet thing, you ready to be a movie star?
The movie deal isn't exactly a sure thing. The radio station only promised to get us a screen test.
I know that, but she don't. Besides, could you say no to a package like that?
I'm sold!
Shut up, college buddy. Excuse me just a second, guys. Hello? Hi, honey bunny. What's that? Yeah, we're just getting ready to leave the radio station. Well, it's me, college buddy, and drinking buddy. No, I don't think Smiley's going to be able to make it after all. What's that? Monica, the stripper? Why would you think she's going along? Oh, you just heard Monkey in the Morning say it on the radio? Gee, hon, I hadn't heard that. But, you know, we're really just tagging along with Drinking Buddy. He's actually calling the shots, so... What? No, I don't think you're some kind of an idiot. Look, honey, this is strictly a business trip. You don't have anything to worry about. Listen, we need to get going. I'll call you when we get to the airport. Yes. Okay, sweetie. Bye.
It must be tough being you.
You have no idea.
Okay, climb on in, big girl. We're headed for Hollywood.
So, do I get a fancy superhero costume like you guys?
You look good in anything, big girl. And you look even better in nothing. Hey, who needs a cocktail?
I'll take one.
There's a big surprise.
Hey, driver guy, can you turn the radio on? I want to see if they're still talking about it.
10 minutes away from the hour, I am Monkey in the Morning. So the superhero team is off to Hollywood. Compliments of Power 107.2.
Hey, I bet that married guy's wife never speaks to him again.
You got that right. Especially when they discover our little surprise waiting for him in Hollywood.
Surprise?
Yeah, you know that screen test we gave him as part of the prize package? Well, I set it up with Seymour Butstein, the director of such American classic films as Jurassic Pork, Dr. Doom Me a Little, and Crouching Tiger, Humping Dragon.
Oh, man, you got him an audition for a porno movie.
Yeah, that'll make that lap dance thing look like nothing.
You know, for a monkey, you're one sick little puppy.
I can't help.
Uh-oh.
Seymour Butstein? Wow, he does really good stuff.
I like you, big girl.
Driver, would you turn the radio back off, please?
Holy hijinks. So much for getting back on track. Will our heroes make it to the airport in time for their flight? Will married man's wife speak to him when he gets back?
Will Smiley's liver ever recover? For the answers, tune in for our next sphincter-tightening adventure. Same married time, same married channel.
Wherever there's a screw up, you'll find the married man.
John Boy and Billy. Morning radio done right.
Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Right here in about 20 minutes, we catch up with a Pac-Man. All things college football, Southern Fried style. And some losses over the weekend. Of course, every weekend you'll have some losses.
Yeah, you'll have
that. Yeah. Back sorted all out. But right now, action.
Welcome to John Boy and Billy Playhouse. Today's episode, The Truth at Last. As our story opens, an accident victim hears a soothing voice calling out to him in the darkness.
Kyle. Kyle, can you hear me? Open your eyes.
Kyle!
Welcome to heaven. I am Saint Petra.
I thought it was supposed to be Saint Peter.
Yeah, he's at lunch. I'm covering the gate till he gets back.
All right. So this is heaven? Wow. A minute ago, I was climbing a 30-foot fence at Area 51. I was going to get in there and see them UFOs.
I know. One of the guards tasered you. You fell off and broke your neck.
Yeah, that figures. Nothing scares people more than the truth, you know what I mean? All my life, people have been trying to pull the wool over my eyes. My parents, my teachers, TV news people, the government, they all lie to you. Somebody's always trying to keep you from finding out the real truth.
Yes. Well, welcome to the place where you can get the truth about every question you've ever had.
Really? Every question?
Every single one. Ask and you shall know the truth.
Okay, let's see here. What's the real deal on the JFK assassination?
Oh, yes. We get that one a lot.
I bet.
In fact, it's our number two question ever.
Oh, yeah? What's number one?
It's usually something about the check engine light.
You know, that was going to be my next one.
Yes, but you asked about the JFK assassination, so here's that answer.
Okay.
On November 22nd, 1963, President John F. Kennedy was shot from the sixth floor of the Texas School Book Depository.
Yeah.
The shooter was Lee Harvey Oswald, who he acted completely alone.
He did?
There was no conspiracy. So, what do you say to that?
Well, I say it sounds like this thing goes even higher up the food chain than I thought it did.
Son of a... Peter!
We hope you've enjoyed John Boy and Billy Playhouse. Tune in again next time when we'll hear crusty old Jack Ruby say...
Hey, big man, let me hold a dollar.
Yeah, beep, beep, beep.
I gotta get on a different schedule.
It's a big show on the radio. John Boy, Billy, Tater, Pillars, Randy, Jackie, and you listening.
Hiya, pal! You are listening to two of the funniest guys on the radio. And my fraternity brothers at the Raccoon Lodge. John Boy and Billy on the big show. Are they funny? Are they funny? Oh, ho, 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 ho.
Good morning, it's Big Show on the radio, Tuesday, November the 12th. And I want to wish a happy birthday to my middle boy, Michael.
All right.
How about that? Stink having a birthday today. Y'all moving around NASCAR offices up down Charlotte. You see Isley over there working? All right, it's not him.
Oh, wow.
Oh, man, I'm proud of my boy Michael, man. He's doing a good job over there. Working for a living. I like it. Happy birthday, my boy Michael. All right, so Jolly's been coming up next month. So I got November and December and then Maddie in February. All right. Don't worry.
Gotta try to get a nap, okay?
Just don't ask me how old they are. All right. What we say, yeah, make room for the Pac-Man. All right. Maybe not the present you Alabama fans were looking for over the weekend. We'll get Pac's take on all that. And then see when the this will be the second deal where they come out with the college football playoffs.
That's right.
Later. That's this evening, right?
Right.
See what Pac thinks. And then, of course, we will play some Wordy Word. As a Big Show rolls on. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Coming up, we'll play Wordy Word. You can win a Carolina Skiff gift pack. With over 30 years of innovations, Carolina Skiff boats continue to improve on features, options, and components to deliver the best for your boating experience. Click on the link at thebigshow.com. As we do every Tuesday morning, we click on Mark Packer. ACC Sports Network, Satellite Radio. Good morning, Pac-Man.
John Boy, Billy Hanson, rest of the crew, how are you?
Hey, doing good this morning, buddy.
By the way, I hope Jackie feels better.
Yeah, she's fighting a little bug.
Kind of looks like the Warriors.
Don't her.
Whoa.
Hopefully she'll pull herself together.
She will.
A little quicker.
She will. I have total faith that Jackie will get it done at the end of the day. Just stay away from me.
She shouldn't have took vacation last week. You know, she should have just worked right through it.
That just goes to show you. Some people just don't know how to follow the rules, Jackie. Now get away from me before you make me sick.
Pac, tonight, the rankings of four, what do you think?
Here's what we got, Johnny. Tonight is round two of the college football playoff rankings. Last week, they told you who was 1, 2, 3, and 4. That also, by the way, did not include the Clemson Tigers.
I was a little shocked about that.
Dabo Sweeney and the boys said, oh, is that right? So we need to start beating the living daylights out of it. Well, watch this. We're going to go to Raleigh and beat the living what of NC State, and they did.
Yeah.
So I think you're going to see the Clemson Tigers in the top three tonight would be my guess.
All right.
LSU, who was spectacular in beating Alabama in Tuscaloosa, first time since 2011. LSU's going to be there. Ohio State's going to be there. The Buckeyes have been out of sight, consistently good. And Clemson. Those will be the combination of 1, 2, and 3. The question tonight that you need to keep an eye on is what is the College Football Playoff Committee going to do for the number 4 spot? Now, keep in mind, we still have about another month of games, so you can't go crazy. This is not the finish line tonight. However, you've got basically 6 teams who have lost one game that could be in the combination here, right? Georgia, who, by the way, is at Auburn this weekend. Bama, fresh off of getting beat at home. Penn State, fresh off of losing to Minnesota. Oregon and Utah from the Pac-12, who did not play over the weekend. And Oklahoma, who barely got by Iowa State. Those 6 teams have one loss. Then you could also say, well, we got 5 undefeated teams. You already told me about LSU. You told me about Ohio State. You told me about Clemson. You've also got undefeated Baylor and undefeated Minnesota. The Gophers fresh off knocking off Penn State this past weekend. So keep an eye tonight if you're in the mood on the college football playoff rankings. 1, 2, and 3, I think, will be the combination again of LSU, Ohio State, Clemson. But who grabs that number 4 spot in week 2 of the college football playoffs? That is what you keep an eye on tonight.
So should Bama fans be worried they still got time to ease back up here?
Should they be worried? I don't know if worried's the right word, but they should be concerned for a number of reasons. Number one, you no longer control your own destiny.
Right.
That's number one, right? LSU's in control of the SEC West, and you're kind of at the mercy of the gods a little bit. You also, if you're a Bama fan, have a game with Auburn later on this month on the road at Auburn. Ironically, if you're Alabama because your strength of schedule is not strong,
You probably need Auburn to be as good as it could possibly be, which means Bama fans have to go through the worst part of this, root for Auburn this weekend. I mean, I know it doesn't work, but it would help you if Auburn is as high as they could be in terms of being ranked when you play them. They also have to worry about this, Johnny. You don't know what else is going to happen, right? You just don't know, you know, is the committee going to give a lot of love to Minnesota? If they win out and win the Big Ten, what happens to Ohio State? I mean, there's so many layers of what if here that you can't go too crazy, but you need to be concerned if you're Alabama because you simply do no longer control your destiny. Had you beaten LSU, hey, it's all in front of you. Mm-hmm. I mean, Bama could still win out and be out is what I'm trying to say.
Right. Their defense is really struggling, man.
You know, Terry, it's funny you should say that because as great as Nick Saban is and as unbelievably consistently good as Alabama has been, I think this is his worst defensive team.
Right.
I mean, the numbers don't lie. Quite frankly, they got their rear ends kicked in the first half against LSU to their credit because they have so much class and character, and they were just not going to get there and get ambushed at home. They bounced back, played hard in the second half. But, you know, they never had a single snap in the second half where they had the chance to take the lead. And they were a seven-point favorite. Now, let that marinate a second when people start going, well, they played LSU close. Hey, you were scheduled to win the game. You were favored by a touchdown.
Right.
And never had a chance to win the game. I don't think Alabama's defense is nearly as good as it's been in the past. Still doesn't mean they can't win out, get in the playoff, and win the national championship because Tua is that good. And that's the other thing. He's got to get healthy.
Yeah.
I mean, he was not 100%, but who is in the middle of November? But their offense is still spectacular in terms of throwing the football downfield. They're good enough to get into it, but we'll see tonight what the committee thinks in terms of whether or not they're a top four team. I don't think they're one of the four best teams today, but you don't have to be one of the four best teams today.
Right.
So at this time next month, you better be one of the four or else. So we'll see where it goes. It's going to be really, really interesting. But also, quick shout out to Appalachian State.
How about that?
Yes, sir.
How about those boys from Boone already rolled into Chapel Hill, beat the Heels. They rolled down to Columbia, South Carolina, and take care of South Carolina on Saturday night. So they have had some kind of year. They've knocked off two Power 5 teams from the Sun Belt. That guy, Eli Drinkwitz, has taken over as their head coach from Scott Satterfield. He's now going on to Louisville and has done a tremendous job in year one. But a great, great accomplishment for the folks up there in App State. So, man, good for those guys.
All right.
So there it is, man. So watch out tonight. College Football Playoff Rankings Week 2 tonight. It's unveiled. It will be very, very interesting.
All right, Pat.
One
so
more
much.
Thing.
Yes, sir.
I will be in Auburn, Alabama on a Friday night. We're going to do our show from Auburn, Alabama on Friday night. So we're looking forward to that.
War Eagle.
All right,
how about that? That'll be a great game. Georgia at Auburn. Big deal in the SEC.
Alabama fans, pull for Auburn.
I know you don't want to do it. It's in your best interest. And I know they still won't root for me. That's just the way it is. All right, y'all be good. See you next week.
Thank you, buddy. All right, y'all. Let's play Wordy Word. 1-800-BIG-SHOW. You told free line. Get a couple contestants. Team up. Play next. Good morning, it's Big Show on the radio, and our video of the day, the pottery bun. Check it out at thebigshow.com. And like us on the Facebook, throw a request on the wall, we pick one off. Coming up here in just a few minutes. And right now, let's play.
Well, everybody's heard about the bird.
The bird, a wordy word, and a wordy word. Let's meet a contestant. We got Jeremy from Bridgeport, Illinois. Good morning, Jeremy.
Good morning, John Boy.
Hey, man, welcome. And we got Gary from Pensacola, Florida. Good morning, Gary.
Good morning, John Boy.
Good morning. All right, boys, welcome in here. Gary, your own team, Tater and Terry. Jeremy on the John Boy and Bill side. We'll do two rounds. Good luck to you, boys. All right, then. Gary, you relax right there in Pensacola for 30 seconds. Me and Jeremy put something on the board here, all right?
All righty.
All right. Jeremy, are you ready?
Yes, sir.
All righty. Here we go. Start the clock now. You have this on top of your head.
Hair.
Yeah. All right. Rhymes with it. Give me a piece of candy. You got to?
Share.
Yeah. Rhymes with it. I'm blank naked.
Bear.
Yeah.
Rhymes with it. Hey, I bet you won't do this. I double dog blank you.
Dare.
Yeah.
Dare.
Rhymes with it. A female horse is a...
mare.
Yeah. Rhymes with it. Two is a...
hair.
Bam.
Oh, well done.
That's why I get on them rhymers and do it right. Jeremy, put a six on the board. All right. Now, Gary and Tater for their round one. And I'll help you out here, Tate.
Uh-huh.
You're still rhyming.
Okay.
All right. Hey, Gary, that's all you're getting from me. Are you ready?
Aren't you sweet?
Yes, I'm ready.
All right. Start the clock now.
When you won't look away, you're doing what? It's a blank
air.
Contest. Yes.
Yep.
Rhymes with it. You breathe this in. It is?
Air.
Rhymes with it. You have your steak cooked this way.
Rare.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Rhymes with it. Your tire. You blow a tire. You put on a...
air.
Okay, this is, doesn't rhyme. In track, you jump these. You jump them, and they're all lined up, and you got to jump it. In life, you have these bumps, but these are like up. It's a what? Picked up Hanson's.
The non-rhyming just tore him up there.
Yeah, you know, it just slowed me up, too.
All right, well, you put a four on the board, 6-4 after round one.
Good job, Gary.
Yeah, here we go. All right, Jeremy, you up with Billy. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
Picking up on that last one. Go.
Track and field. You jump over these on the
hurdle.
There you go. Let's see. Rhymes with it. Milk does this. It when it goes bad.
Turtle.
Yep. Yeah. Rhymes with it. A woman wears this so she'll look slimmer. It's an undergarment.
Girdle.
Yeah.
Yep. Blank bells. It's a Christmas song.
Jingle.
Yeah.
There you go. Rhymes with it. These are on the roof of your house. It's covered with
shingles. Shingles.
Yep, this is a potato chip that comes in a round can.
Pringles.
Yep, yeah. Oh, wow.
All right, well, put a 6 and a 6, a 12 for Jeremy.
It's a rhyme attack today.
So, we got Gary and Hanson. Let me see, 8 will tie.
Oh, boy.
And 9 will win and give you a new wordy word world record.
Oh, be quiet.
Okay.
Stranger things have happened. Not to you, but they have.
All right, Gary, are you ready?
Yes.
And go.
This is illegal liquor. Not the sun, but the what?
Shine. Moonshine.
There you go. Yeah. A stripper has one of these things she swings on. It is a what?
Pole.
There you go. This is a coal what? You eat it with barbecue. Coal.
Slop.
There you go.
Yeah.
This is a ship is called a what? It's also a blood what?
It breaks.
Clot.
It's a vein in your body. It's a
vessel.
There you go.
Yeah.
Not no, but what?
Yes.
Well, you've run at it a 5, a little short. Jeremy wins 12-9. Gary from Pensacola, good game, buddy, and you are eligible to play again anytime, all right?
Okay, can I give a shout-out?
Yes, sir.
All right, to my grandsons, Beckham and Easton.
Well, all right, Gary, appreciate you and yours, buddy. Have a great day.
Okay. All right, thanks.
All right, and Jeremy, your Carolina Skiff gift pack head to Bridgeport, Illinois. Good game.
Thank you. May I give a shout-out?
Yes, sir.
I'd like to give that shout-out to my wife, Rachel, and our 3 kids. And then my dad and all the guys out of Highland Farms.
Well, all right, Jeremy. Appreciate you and yours. Listening to you win right here on The Big Show. Good morning. Got The Big Show on the radio. Got our classic beer request of the morning. Manny Knox says, play us a little Grandma Clump. I'm sorry, we don't have a little Grandma Clump. We got a big one. That's my humor. All right, Manny, your request. Coming up next. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Something you'd like to hear. About this time every weekday morning, take requests off the Facebook wall. This morning, Manny Knox wants to get a little Grandma Clump in here. It's time to ask Granny.
Come on in here, Patrick. Come over here. Sit down. You notice something different about Patrick? He keeping his shirt down. You know how? I put a shock collar on it. We walked through Walmart, he left that shirt up, and broke him in that habit. He's very smart. He catch on quick. Hey, suckers! It's time to rise and shine and get a big, hot, fresh cup of common sense with Ask Granny. Now, let's see here. Dear Granny, first of all, congratulations on the new gig. Oh, ain't that nice? It's so sweet. Your listener's so nice. I got a question of a delicate nature. As I've gotten older, I find myself having to pass gas more often. Amen, Cindy. You got that right. Many times in public. Is there a better way to do this so I don't draw attention to myself and become an embarrassment to my friends and family? Thanks in advance, Bobby in Wilmington. Listen, Bobby, I understand that you're shy. You don't want no one to think you're all nasty and whatever. But you're missing out on a part of life's most wonderful combination, age and wind. Now, see, when you're younger and in them childbearing years, you have a mind to be more restrained with your rectal repetition. You don't want to poot at the PTA, or toot at the T-ball game, or slap a wet one at the wedding reception. But, baby, once you get past 50, all bets are off. It's time to pull that finger and let it linger. Woo! Fighting after 50 can be a wonderful thing. Lots of old bras, they get embarrassed. Stuff them little pine tree air fresheners down the back of their drawers. They stop eating barbecue. What the hell kind of life is that? Having the freedom to crack a rat whenever you want is one of God's true gifts. Comes in handy, too. People talking next to you in the movie, send a little moist brown wind their way. Sayonara, chatterbox. Guy smoking in the non-smoking section, send him a little of your own smoke. So long, sucker. And don't forget about using it for your own personal protection. It's like having mace from a different place. You ever have one of them days when you got an itch that you need scratched? Yeah, me too. That's when I want to go see my man friend. But I don't drive, so I got to take the bus. Rapid transit can attract that unsavory element from time to time. So the night before a bus ride, I'll prime the pump, so to speak. You know, I have a little bit of steamed broccoli, some cucumber, half a dozen hard-boiled eggs. And if it's going to be a long ride, I'll double down with some big old navy beans. So when some sketchy Jasper waddles over and plops down next to me, I start to commence flexing my diaphragm. Usually take me 2 or 3 minutes to work a torpedo into the chute. About the time this yard bird starts thinking about making a grab for my pocketbook, or something else, I let that first round fly. Usually that's all it takes. Sometimes I overdo it. I wind up having a whole back end of the bus to myself. That's like heaven. Except, of course, for the smell. Helps me get the edge when I go shopping, too. I go to the store every time the food genie has double coupon day. I always hijack one of them little electric scooters. You know what I'm talking about? You seen them? Like a hover round with a big shopping basket strapped to the front. If the bus is late or there's a lot of good sales, it can get right crowded. I toot that little horn. Them deaf old heifers, they don't pay no mind. So I just rev up that scooter and I start to circle them, crop dusting the hell out of them. Like Randy Quaid in Independence Day. They get a whiff of that, I start hollering, I heard on the news they selling spoiled meat. I can smell it. They're trying to kill us. Run for your life. And when they scatter for the exit, I roll up and grab all that marked down pork tenderloin I can carry. It comes in handy for romance, too. I go to some of these senior mixers. I got a boyfriend, Leonard Pucklebutter, from over yonder to Spurtsville. But you know, it don't hurt to play the field, you know, in case something better comes along. You got to keep your options and your back door open. All them phony old biddies talking about how good they cook and what good housekeepers they are and how many husbands they outlive. Me? I walk smack in the middle of all them men and uncork a world-class brown growler. The kind that peels the paper off in the walls and changes the color of the carpet, makes the dog beg for mercy. The man that laughs is the man you want. And if he claps, you go home with him that night. Make me feel so vulnerable. But if he farts back, you kick his stanky butt to the curb. What kind of pig-eyed old fool farts in front of a lady? Of course, now, man farting can be adorable sometimes. Look at my boy toy, Honky Patrick. Isn't he lovely? Such a handsome man. I love his little artsy-fartsy glasses he wears all the time. But when he poops, oh, it's like an angel singing. It puts me in a mind of all them cuddly farting men. Brian Dennehy, John Goodman, Butterbean, Zach Galifianakis. Oh, Zach Galifianakis. He's the only Greek comedian ever made me moist. Ooh, it's warm in here. I need me an Altoid and a shot of peppermint schnapps. So there you go, Bobby. Go on and cut that cheese like you're working at Hickory Farms on the holidays. This is your old granny. And you know, I never steer you wrong.
If you want to ask Granny, mail to Ask Granny, John Boy Billy, P.O. Box 19111, Charlotte, N.C. 28219.
Where is the liquor locker in this building? I need a shot of
good morning, it's Big Show on the radio here. A few more minutes this Tuesday morning. Yeah, man, our old buddy, Sergey Wargy, stopped by this morning. Sergey, good to see you there, buddy. And
you as well, buddy.
Daylight, happy Veterans. I mean, the day late. Well, this is daylight. Well, happy Veterans Day for yesterday, man.
Okay, Sergey, we're done with you now. Okay.
Oh, man, and introduce your wife to our fine listeners.
This is my lovely wife, because I outkick my coverage. I hear that everywhere I go.
Yeah, first thing out of my mouth.
Exactly. Dorothy Krupa. She's originally from Poland. I licked every stamp to get her here, I swear. Well,
but Dorothy, it's very nice to meet you. And you guys are living in Florida now. Y'all old-timey listeners, man. Well, we were trying to figure this up. If y'all remember the push-up when I was going to try to get in shape and Sergey was telling me how to do a, you know, military-style right. push-up.
A proper push-up.
Yeah, a proper push-up.
Boy, I hope your wife has already heard this story, because this would be a terrible way
well,
to
that's the first
out.
Thing Jack asked her.
Has she heard about the push-up?
Well, let's just say that, if y'all remember, I pass a little gas, right, in push-up number one.
And, I wouldn't call it a little, Bob.
It wasn't a little, because they heard it all over the air.
Yeah. Way to pace yourself.
Sergey, you were, like, working for the Speedway Children's Charities with the late Major General Tom Sadler, U.S. Air Force retired.
Yes, it was, yeah.
And we were figuring Missing. Up how long ago that was. 1994?
Was the push-up.
Wow. And that's the last one that I've done.
And let's just say I haven't forgot it. It's embedded in my, you know.
Yes. Several of your senses.
And just so you know, Johnny, it's the last one anybody's ever wanted you to do.
Especially in the studio.
Right. But that is neat.
Do you remember when you retire, he started calling you a quitter?
Quitter. Especially, and may I say, one of the guys I brought up here from the military, Tim Stamey,
he
was just elected to his local city council as a representative down in Stanley County. I want to say down around Stanley County, I believe.
Is that right, man? How about that?
Yeah, so Tim just ran for the position and just got it. So.
Well, congratulations, Tim, man. We've seen a lot of good people come through here, haven't we, buddy?
Yeah, because I remember that time because you said the only thing I ever fought was traffic out of Bristol.
And we left here, and those guys are like, man, they're mean to you. I'm like, no.
That's the way friends do one another.
I tried to explain to you before we got there, they're going to pick on me because you guys are heroes and you just came back from Afghanistan. I don't worry about it.
Okay, I know about that, but what's the deal with the push-up? That was just uncalled for.
That is awesome, man. Well,
so, I'm just happy I got to see y'all because we were coming back from the mountains, took a vacation weekend, and my wife, I said, you got to meet these guys. He meet the whole family because they're all great people.
Right, man. Well, we are tickled to death to meet Dorothy, and good to see you again, of course.
How about a couple of push-ups? Just for all time's sake.
I don't know. We're a little older nowadays. Something else might happen.
Look at the time. Yeah.
But hey, can I just say I want to thank you guys for doing that that spot for us back when we were doing our comedy show with Killer Bees.
Mm. Oh yeah, man.
We raised a couple $1,000. We gave some to the Autism of Pensacola and the FSU Center for Autism, well as Food for Vets.
Of course, it's our pleasure, Sarge.
Thank you very much for doing that because I greatly appreciate you guys helping us out.
Well, don't be a stranger, man. Come on back here. Get up there away from the panhandle a little bit and get up here.
You just want me to bring my wife over.
Well, if you can't make it, you'll just endure that.
Why do you just assume he was talking to you, Sarge?
Man, 94. That's a 04, 14.
25.
25. Thank you very much. 25 years. Oh.
Johnny's one of our old timey listeners, too.
All right, man. We out of time. Y'all be careful. Let's get it.
Bitbox is here. Download your favorite Big Show bits, 99 cents each, 15 for $9.99. Buy them once, play them anywhere. Find your faves at thebigshow.com. Anytime is the perfect time for John Boy and Billy's Southern Sweet Tea. Y'all stock up at Food Lion or your favorite store. Order JB&B stuff by phone. The number is 800-471-STUFF. Online services by animink.com.
Oh, Sarge, I told you, me and Billy got in the North Carolina Broadcast Hall of Fame since we've seen you last.
Wow, you guys are that old. Oh, congratulations.
Old timey.
Love you, man.